Good morning, David. How are you?
G'day, Michael. How are you going this morning?
Very well, mate. Looking forward to seeing your boy Behemoth in his fourth Goodwood. Just a remarkable story in itself to have a runner to be able to line up in four Goodwoods.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you don't see it too often these days, but he stood the test of time. And obviously, you know, we have used this as a bit of a stepping stone to the spring sort of successfully also. So, but look, I think he's got a good chance in the race. He's going well.
Well, he's a three-time Group 1 winner. And, gee, he hit the line really well last time. He got a little bit held up. And I know before that race you were not overly confident about him being a winning hope, but you knew there was a lot of improvement to come. And is that what you see coming out of his run in the McKay?
Oh, definitely. I was a bit unsure. Kayla was quite happy with him, the way he was going. I was a little bit unsure. And obviously, when you've got those high-class horses and they put in a bit of a sticky one, you know, you're always watching them closely and making sure that they're, you know, they're sound and they want to do it, and mentally and physically. And look, he seemed to come back in okay shape, but I thought he just, I just always had that in the back of my mind, and I just wanted to put him in one to basically have a look at him. And obviously had a lot of weight. He wasn't probably quite wound up, I was wrapped with the way he went. He went super, and he seems to have come on from that.
Is it hard to get a line on how you'd compare him to his previous campaigns? He should have already won a Goodwood. He's been stiff. He finished second in 2019, fourth in 2020, seventh last year. He's getting older, obviously. How do you compare him to a couple of years ago?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the first one was a sort of tragedy a bit, you know, something that he got beat, but as a three-year-old. But, look, he ran very well the year after, he got back and had to loop him. It was a sort of bit leaderish that day from memory. I think last year he sort of virtually had no chance. I think just in the preparation he'd had, and we just used it really as a tool for him not to get too big during the winter to help him into the spring. And obviously he won the Tempsey again after that, so that helped. But I think that All-Star Mile run was very taxing on him, you know, something. So it took him a while to sort of just regroup and get back to his best. And obviously this time we sort of stopped him a little bit early after he jarred up a call through the end of the two runs. So he's had a pretty sort of normal preparation. I just, from past history, the Goodwood, it's a very hard race to win first up. You know, it's pretty tough. It's a tough 1,200, high pressure. I certainly had the time frame to give him a run. We just contemplated whether we'd do that in a year and a month out. But I just thought that McKay the 2 weeks before was probably a better option. But, you know, his other Goodwood runs, he'd come off a run 2 weeks before it. So we wanted to stick with that plan. So, look, his other two previous Goodwoods, if you discount the last one, were very good with not much luck. So, yeah, he's due for a bit of luck in it, but it probably depends on how you view it. I think I'm not a great advocate that when they've had a few swings in it, that they, that the fourth time round's the time to go. But look, at this stage, I think I'm really happy with the horse, and he's got a good chance. It looks like a good addition with a lot of pressure in it this year.
It certainly does, but you've drawn a great gate. Gate 8, and a lot of the other fancied runners have drawn pretty wide, with September Run in 18, In the Boat 20, Instant Celebrity 17, and the other favourite, Extreme Warrior, has drawn wider than you in Gate 13. So does that give you a bit of an advantage, do you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's hard to win, races from sort of bad gates anywhere, and I think just the racing style that he's got, you know, that's a perfect draw. I was sort of hoping for sort of somewhere in the middle and, you know, not too close down to the fence. So that, you know, I couldn't have wished for a better gate, really.
So what's your gut feel? Are you going in reasonably confident?
Oh, yeah, I am, yeah. I've sort of, after the first up run, everything's just gone like clockwork, really, you know, sort of thing. So I don't think we could have him any better. We took him to Morphettville yesterday and he galloped with a partner there and, on the main track, and he sort of powered away from that horse late, and he sort of hasn't done that for a while. Mm. He'll tend to idle up to him and just do what he has to. He's quite a clever horse. He sort of conserves his energy, and he powered away from his sort of stable mate. So I think that after that, Carla and I are very confident that we've got the horse there in good shape. And naturally, in these races, they're not easy to win. Those sort of these big 400 metre sort of sprint races. So you've just got to have luck in running.
You mentioned Carla. What a big moment it is for Carla as well, and no doubt it would give you huge added, I suppose, bonus winning the Group 1, but also providing Carla possibly with her first Group 1 as well.
Yeah, that's right. Look, she's going very well. She's the leading rider here at the moment. I think it's just a matter of time before she sort of knocks one of these off, but hopefully it's for us. It'll be a great story.
Well, it's going to be a big day. Everyone in Goolwa and all your fans everywhere will be watching Big Behemoth in action in the Goodwood on Saturday. And Sammy Lyons, I believe, who's obviously one of the integral members of the team with Behemoth over the years with Grand Syndicates. I believe he's having a little sojourn over in Italy. He'll be glued to a screen somewhere as well, won't he?
Yeah, he won't miss it. He's having a little bit of... a little bit of time off, sort of thing, and thoroughly deserved too, sort of thing. So it's sort of high pressure job, sort of thing there. So he's just having a little bit of R&R, and be good to get a Group 1 winner while he's away.
Best of luck, David. We'll be cheering the big boy home.
Thanks, Michael.